It's not easy being Christian in Egypt, but sometimes are worse than others. For Amal Bashara, the first moments of 2011 were as bad as they come. She was at a New Year's church service in Alexandria. Her husband, Magdi, left a few minutes before the end.
We heard the explosion when we were still in the church. I asked what happened, and they told me there are bodies scattered everywhere.
Magdi was badly injured and later succumbed to his wounds, one of 23 victims. The government accused Islamic militants of the blast, part of a long line of anti-Christian attacks. Cops blamed the government for not protecting them, some going as far to say Interior Minister Habib al-Adli was involved as part of anti-Islamist machinations.
We heard it was Habib al-Adli who was behind what happened, the bombing, but it has still not been resolved.
Within weeks of the blast, a revolution swept that government from office. But now, a year and a half later, Amal is being asked to choose a new president, either an Islamist or a member of the old government.
We are afraid. We are afraid the old regime will follow the way of Mubarak, and we are afraid the Islamists will persecute Christians.
The Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi has promised an inclusive Egypt. The last prime minister under the old guard, Ahmed Shafiq, vows he will boost security. Amal Bashara's son, Antoine, who held his father as he lay dying, had hoped for a third way.
We wished there would have been a symbol of the revolution, a new person who had no relation with the past, like Hamdine Sabahi. But now I am left with two choices. I have to choose between them.
It's a hard choice, but Antoine, Amal, and a majority of cops are backing Shafiq. His side may have failed to protect Christians, but for the most part is not the side doing the attacking. Professor Saeed Sadek of the American University in Cairo says cops are understandably afraid.
If you have some of those fanatics who are all the time targeting them, how are you going to protect them? And we have many experiences, by the way, in Egypt of minorities leaving the country because of political conditions. Look at what happened to the Egyptian Jews.
Sadek says his Coptic friends are weighing if they too will leave, not Amal. Egypt is where her husband is buried. It's her country. Despite everything, she wishes it well.
We hope for peace for Egypt, regardless of who it is, whether it is the old regime or the Islamist, that it could be good for Egypt, and there will be peace.
Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.